This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ويرفع درجته في الأليين. Last week we reached a place where the مؤلف says فإن قيل قد ذكرتم آفات العشق ومضاره ومفاسده فهلا ذكرتم منافعه وفوائده التي من جملتها رقة الطبع وترويح النفس خفتها وزوال ثقلها ورياء ورياضتها وحملها على مكارم الأخلاق من الشجاعة والكرم والمروءة ورقة الحاشية ولطف الجانب. He says, if somebody, you know, comment and say, you guys have mentioned the madar of al-ishq, you know, the harms that exist in the ishq, why can't you also mention the benefit? Because it also has benefit. According to this claim, ishq has benefit. So you talk about the mafasid, talk about the benefit also. And these benefits, they range from, as he says, رِقَّةُ الطَّبْعِ وَتَرْوِيحِ النَّفْسِ وَخِفَّتُهَا وَزَوَالُ ثِقَلِهَا. You know, it cools the person down. It makes you relax. And it makes you having very soft and gentle behavior and attitude and manner. And also it teaches you how to be upon the makarim al-akhlaq. And also it leads you to become brave rather than being coward. You know, and it helps you also to be very generous. You know, and it helps also to develop muru'a, that strong, you know, shyness and ability and malakah that helps a person to stay away from inappropriate matters. So it has all of these, you know, makes you approachable and gentle person and lenient person and soft. Why can't we talk about that? Why do we just focus on the madar? وَقَدْ قِيلَ لِيَحْيَى بْنُ مُعَاذٍ. So now he will quote, you know, some statements said by some people. And from now until a few pages, he will be quoting from this person, these people. So inshallah, as I said, I will just focus on that which benefits. So most likely we'll quote, we'll cut a lot. Yeah, just focus on that which benefits. Because some of these poetries, they are good, they're okay. But translating them is very difficult. ليس فقط من جانب التعقيل المعنى التعقيل اللفظي حتى المعنى كذلك ما يلي. Anyway, so بإذن الله تعالى we just pick up that which benefit إن شاء الله until the end of the book إن شاء الله. قال وقد قيل ليحيى بن معاذ الرازي إن ابنك قد عشق فلانا فقال الحمد لله الذي صيره إلى طبع الآدمي. They told يحيى بن معاذ يعني your son is having the ishq of so-and-so among the sisters, you know. He says, Alhamdulillah, rather than saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, he says, Alhamdulillah. He says, Alhamdulillah, the one who granted him ability to act like human being, to act normally as a normal human being. So he takes ishq. This is the normal nature of human being to have ishq. وقال بعضهم العشق أداء أفئدة الكرام. Do you get idea? In the كذلك أداء صح? Is the disease of the heart of the kiram. the noble people. So, لا أدري ماذا يقصد هنا تماما. Anyway, وقال غيره العشق لا يصلح إلا من ذي مروءة إلا من ذي مروءة ظاهرة وخليقة طاهرة أو ذي لسان فاضل وإحسان كامل أو ذي أدب بارع وحسب ناصع. So this one is saying that عشق is only appropriate for the noble and people who have pure and clean, you know, adab, you know. It's appropriate for those people. And also somebody whose statements are always beautiful and good, and somebody who is very kind, you know, which means when you have ishq, it leads you to have these things. This is what he is trying to tell you. وقال آخر العشق يشجع جنان الجبان ويصفي ذهن الغبي ويسخي كف البخيل ويذل عزة الملوك ويسكن نوافر الأخلاق وهو أنيس من لا أنيس له وجليس من لا جليس له. This person says the coward person, the best remedy for them is ishq. Yeah, it makes him, you know, courageous and brave to do things. And also the stupid and the ghabi, you know, somebody who is foolish. You know, he said, ishq, tasfiya means cleans the brain of that person, makes him smart. Yeah, ishq makes him smart. And the stingy person, ishq makes him generous. ويذل عزة الملوك. And also the kings, it brings them down to humility and humbleness. Don't forget, these are all statements and the claim of those people who think that ishq is correct, actually. There is somebody who even said, if you remember in the past, if you die based on ishq, فأنت شهيد. So those behaviors which are based on nufra, staying away from others, ishq, cool them down to make them tolerant, you know, and acceptable to others. And the person who has nobody to cool down his wahsha, anis means somebody who grants you comfort, is a comfort of those people who don't have anyone to sit with him. And jalis malla jalisalo, you need somebody to sit with you and talk to you, laugh with him. Ishq is the best candidate in this regard. وقال آخر ما تعبتم العشق يزيل الأثقال ويلطف الروح ويصفي كدر القلب ويوجب الارتياح لأفعال الكرام. So this one also the same thing is saying that, you know, it gives you relief. When you have ishq, it gives you relief. It gives you comfort in your heart and soul. And also the disease and whatever thing is exists which is making you live in a very tough and difficult life in your heart, ishq helps you to remove it. And that's why one of them quoted the statement of this sha'ir, which is subhanallah. He says, يَوَدُّ بِأَنْ يُمْسِي سَقِيمًا. And this is the most important part of it. لَعَلَّهَا إِذَا سَمِعَتْ عَنْهُ بِشَكْوَى تُرَسِلُ وَيَهْتَزِّ لِلْمَعْرُوفِ فِي طَلَبِ الْعُلَى لِتُحْمَدَ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ لَيْلَى شَمَائِلُ. You remember, he says, it makes you kareem, it makes you... So this person loves his ma'shuqa, you know, so much, and he always wished to become sick. Maybe she will visit. she will visit him. Maybe when she hears about his sickness, she will come. And also, he becomes sakhi. You know, give whatever he can give, out of the hope that she might praise him. That's the only thing he wants. قال فالعشق يحمل على مكارم الأخلاق. So since still we are talking about those claims by those people, that if you have ishq, it leads you to have good manners. Ishq leads you to have good manners. And subhanAllah, if you look at the reality, it's a total opposite that is taking place. Even this generosity that he's talking about, you know, what kind of generosity? And the shaja'a that he's talking about, in what sense he's going to put this shaja'a? Only he will become shuja'a in whatever can connect him to this mashuq. Yeah, other than that, he will not. Yeah. He might go with the Muslimin to a place where he doesn't want to go because he wants to meet that person in that place. So these are all wrong claims. You know, these are all wrong claims. Whoever knows the reality, he knows that these are all wrong and false. He's being generous because of what? Because of heart. That's generosity. Yeah, whatever she's happy with, then he spend on. If she's not involved, he will not. Trust me, he won't. He won't do that. So there's nothing called al-ishq yahmilu ala makarim al-akhlaq. It makes a person very shy, you know, da'if al-nafs, you know, ishq, weak in the body, and it makes a person majnoon. Yeah, you can trace that from his face when you look at him. You know that this person is not okay. Yeah, from both brothers and sisters, you know that this person is not, you know, okay. That's why you have to be very careful, you know? Yeah, you have to be very careful. Some of the events we are having, we have to be very careful. What to talk about and who to talk about those. Yeah. We used to have in the past a person who speaks about a certain topic, and subhanAllah, people are really interested to come. When I say people, the younger ones. Yeah. So in the school, when we talk, you can sense that, yes, some people started going out of their brain. From we're attending the lecture, up to the time we have a chance and opportunity to sit with them and have a... Yeah. When you're a school teacher, you see a lot of things, you know. So we have to be very careful. Sometimes out of husn niyyah, good intention, we bring certain people to come to our people. And you create problems rather than resolving them. Yeah. Yusuf alayhi salam, that sister Imrat al-Aziz, when she wants to, you know, tell others that she's okay, they're not okay, you know. What did she do? She just let them see him once. And then what happened? The whole city is just Yusuf. Yeah. That's why when that person, you know, the sisters are distracted, and, you know, by him, Umar, what did he do? No, before then. Oh, he shaved his. Yeah, because as a leader, somebody who has authority, you have to think about these things, you know. You cannot say, no, people have to close their eyes. No, you have to think for them, you know. Don't expose them to something that might destroy them. Yeah. So he shaved his hair. And then that doesn't work. It makes him more prettier. The next, send him to Iraq, you know. Yeah. So the same goes to, if you know that a person is childish in his tabi'ah, when he speaks, and also looks, have a good look, and childish, you know, I guess you understand what I mean. You know, when he speaks, he doesn't become serious. Because if he's preaching and serious, yeah, that's, inshallah, will be fine. But childish, so much in his speech, make jokes and bring those topics, yeah, you'll be surprised those people who are watching him. A lot are going to be, he's going to become fitna for them. There are stories he quoted Ibn Qayyim عن السلف الصالح يعني بعضها في الحقيقة صعب to believe in that happened to those righteous people. But Ibn Qayyim, yeah, we're going to talk about some part of them which could be mentioned, inshallah. So know that yes, this is fitna. Yeah, a person should try his best and stay away from this fitna, and also don't expose others to it. وقال بعض الحكماء العشق يروض النفس ويهذب الأخلاق، إظهاره طبيعي وإدماره تكلفي. يعني this is similar to the previous ones, and he's saying exposing عشق أني أعشق فلانا فلانا, you know, to expose this is طبيعي means natural, and to hide it is تكلفي, it's exaggeration and imposing, you know, other than your nature upon yourself. وقال آخر من لم تبتهج نفسه بالصوت السجي والوجه البهي الشجي والوجه البهي فهو فاسد المزاج محتاج إلى علاج. who is in need of علاج. يعني if you don't enjoy that beautiful nice voice that is coming from the mashuk, you know, and also you don't enjoy that nice and pretty face that comes from the mashuk, he says your mizaj, what is mizaj? Yeah, the mood, you know, and tabi'a, you have very bad mood, bad mizaj, bad feeling, you know, you don't have good taste, you know. And he said you need to go to the medical doctor and check about yourself. Yeah. وأنشد إذا أنت لم تعشق ولم تدري ما الهوى فما لك في طيب الحياة نصيب. Okay, these are all abiyat, the same thing. So one of them was saying that if you don't have ishq and you don't know about that kind of desire and enjoyment, he says you don't have any portion in good life. You don't know what good life is all about. Another one says, you and the camels in the desert are equal. And another one says, you just be like فكن حجر من جانب الصخر الجمالي. You know, you and the stress, very strong, you know, rock is, there is no difference. You don't have feeling towards all of these things. You know. One of them said, the last one says, you just have to go and get the aleph and it is just like the himar. There is no difference between you and the himar. These are all kalam al-ashaq, you know. Yeah, took our time and wasted our time in this, yeah, in these things. وقال بعض الأشاق أول الإفة والصيانة إفو تشرف وعشق تطرف تظرف صح؟ يعني one of them says have إفة, you know, good أخلاق and manners and stay away from inappropriate things, you become sharif. That's true, noble person. And you have ishq, he says that you become latif, varif, linnas, mahbub lada nas. وهذا على العكس تماما. Yeah, because al-ashiq, if people understand the ishq, they see him as majnun, somebody who's mubtala. Allah, they put barrier between them and him, and they try to put a lot of precautions in dealing with him. وقيل لبعض العشاق ما كنت تصنع لو ظفرت بمن تهوى قال كنت أمتع طرفي بوجهي وأروح قلبي بذكر حديثه أعوذ بالله وأستر منه ما لا يحب كشفه ولا أصبر ولا أصير بقبيح الفعل إلى ما ينقص عهده ينقض عندي ينقص الأولى هو ينقض. So this one, they told him, if you are to meet the ma'shuq, what would you be doing? He says, that's a very good moment. I will just focus and enjoy that good face. And I will try to give relief to my heart through his hadith, you know. The way he speaks is really enjoyable. I will try to get all kind of comfort and relief from the hadith. And whatever he doesn't want me to tell, I will. And I will never do anything wrong which will break this connection between me and him. And then he read those bait that you see. وقال إسحاق بن إبراهيم أرواح العشاق عطرة لطيفة وأبدانهم رقيقة خفيفة نزهتهم المؤانسة وكلامهم يحيي موات القلوب ويزيد في العقول ولولا العشق والهوى لبطل نعيم الدنيا. لا قوة إلا بالله. This one also like the predecessors, ishq bring you comfort and all of these things. And then, and he says, وَكَلَامُهُمْ يُحْيِي مَوَاتِ الْقَلْبِ. The dead heart, he should go and listen to the kalam al-ushaq. Yeah. His heart will become alive. And also, it makes you smart in your aql. وَلُولَ الْإِشْقُ وَالْهَوَىٰ. If not ishq, and this kind of love and following the desire, لَبَطَلَ نَعِيمُ الدُّنْيَا. There will be no ni'mah in this dunya. وقال الآخر العشق بمنزلة الغذاء للأبدان إن تركته ضرك وإن أكثرت منه قتلك. He says عشق is equivalent to الغذاء, food for the body. Now the way you eat food, you tell him in, they need, I don't want to say we need, they need ishq to live according to them. But you see, right? I know you're going to say no, right? Yeah. But honestly speaking, he is right. Absolutely right. Because he's talking about them. Yeah. You remember the story of that person they brought? He was about to die. And they brought, I guess, Ibn Sina to come and check, you know. Ajaz al-Atibba, no medical doctor was able to help him. They brought that one. He came and he looked at him. He understand that, no, this person fell in that kind of evil love. So he says, please tell me the names of all the sisters in this country. You know? They started telling him, those they can remember, Fulana, 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 still about to die. The moment they mentioned the name of that sister, his eyebrows started to shake. Allah, is. He said his eyebrows started to shake. And that was the remedy. And then he told them, this boy is going to die if you don't let him marry that woman. So go on to, you know, yawailaha, to marry this guy, you know. But is it wajib for her to accept him, to save his life? No. Yeah, no. He has to wake up and live a good life, you know. So when he's saying that this is ghidha, you know, if the people like them, if they don't have what they're looking for, they will die. You know, they might lose to their death. Stress, depression, you know. And Allahu A'lam. He says, إِن تَرَكْتَهُ ضَرَّكَ. If you leave it, you don't have ishq, you will be harmed. وَإِنَ أَكْثَرْتَ مِنْهُ قَتَلَكَ. And if you exaggerate, go beyond the limit, you might lose your life because of it. It might kill you. قال وذكر الخرائطي عن أبي غسان قال مر أبو بكر الصديق بجارية وهي تقول وهويت من قبل قطع تمائمي متمائلا مثل القضيب النائم فسألها أحرة أنت أم مملوكة فقالت بل مملوكة فقال لمن هواك فتلكأت فأقسم عليها فقالت وأنا التي لعب الهوى بفؤادها قتلت بحب محمد بن قاسم. أعوذ بالله. You know محمد بن قاسم, right? One of the great scholars one of the great scholars. This story, Wallahu A'lam. يعني الله أعلم بصحتها لما أعتقد أنها منقطعة قالوا أنها ضعيفة ما صحت ما تصح. Get it? It's not a true story. لكن إن صحت هو بريء منها, هي التي تعشقه هو بريء منها. يعني إن صحت أنا أبو بكر رضي الله عنه, he passed through this and she was saying this poetry that doesn't look good. So he asked her, who are you talking about? Who is that person that you love in this way? You know? So she doesn't want to mention. So Abu Bakr says, no, Uqsimu Billah, you have to mention. So, and then she mentioned in the poetry that she has the ishq towards Muhammad ibn al-Qasim. So he asked, are you free or slave? She said, slave. Slave, not a free person. فَاشْتَرَاهَا مِنْ مَوْلَاهَا وَبَعَثَ بِهَا إِلَى مُحَمَّدٍ بِنْ الْقَاسِمِ Muhammad ibn al-Qasim. So he bought her immediately and sent her to Muhammad ibn al-Qasim. Because أَلَا فَرْدِ صِحَّةِ الْقِصَّةِ أَفْضَلْ دَوَاءِ لِلْإِشْكُ وَالزَّوَاجِ Ibn al-Qayyim ذكر هذا إما زمان أو سيذكره. The best remedy for ishq is marriage. He's going to mention that now. The best remedy for ishq is marriage. To let that person marry that woman. To let that sister marry him. That's the best way. However, sometimes it cannot be because we cannot force her to marry him. Just because we don't want him to harm himself? No. He is obliged by the Sharia not to harm himself. And she's not responsible. He's responsible. Yeah, the same goes to her when she is having ishq towards him. This is her problem, not his. She cannot say, no, he has to marry her. No. No. And usually ishq, when it happens, you know, if a person is tarsala fihi, la tajidu hadha sahib deen. Wallahi, if a person is going to do the istirsal, you know, just submit to keep on going through it, you will not find this to be sahib deen. قال هؤلاء فتن الرجال وكم والله قد مات بهن كريم وعطب بهن سليم. He says these are the fitna of the brothers. He says how many times كريم مات بهن, very noble and good person died because of them. وعطب بهن سليم, and a person who is, it was okay but it became corrupt because of them. So as I said, a person should just do everything possible in terms of lowering the gaze, avoiding places where you can fall into this fitna. Iwallah. When it comes to this fitna, there's no compromise. Islam never compromises. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he says, ما تركتُ بعدي فتنةً هي أضرُّ على الرجال من النساء. He says, I have never left fitna that is harming the brothers more than the fitna that comes towards the sisters. But the question here that we have to also answer when talking about this, do they have problem? No, they don't. They don't, just like anybody else, but this is how Allah SWT made the system. The system cannot function properly without this. You Allah. You see Allah SWT, who is prettier, brothers or the sisters? Salam, who is prettier? You don't do ta'weel? Okay, anyway, let's go with this. Yeah, everyone knows. You don't need to do ijtihad for you to answer this question. Do you get an idea? Is it good for the system for them to be like this? Yes. Yes, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it like that. However, it's good for the system to function like this, and also it's a test for the brothers. More on for the sisters. Yeah, that's why Allah SWT is, it's emphasizing on this matter a lot. Don't do this. Don't go to this place. Don't be in this situation. So the problem is not about the desire. Everyone has desire. If a person doesn't have a desire, he is sick. Whoever doesn't have a desire, this person is sick. You get it? He's sick. However, how to use it correctly, this is what Sharia wants, right? You see a boyfriend and girlfriend. Are they doing something which is not natural? No. You get it? But they are not doing it in the correct way. So we will not tell them, don't have desire, but we tell them, make it correct. Do you get the idea? You cannot tell him, don't have desire. You cannot deprive him. You cannot stop him from having feeling towards the opposite gender. That's impossible. Very impossible. I have quotations from the Sunnah of the Prophet that support this. However, a Muslim is required by the Sharia to do the correct thing, to use it in the correct way. You get the idea? That's why Allah SWT blocked the means towards the activation of that nature of ours and using it in the wrong way and opens the doors to the halal way. Inam, we have a choice to go with the halal or with the haram. So a person is supposed to put all the barriers. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I never left fitna, that is really snatching the brothers than this. You Allah, especially now in our time. 100% this is what is going on. All right, so you have to be very careful. And the first fitna that happened to Bani Israel was from that side also. First fitna that happened. That's why Rasulullah said, الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فناظر ماذا أو كيف تعملون أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. So dunya is hulwa khadira, very sweet and green. You know, like usually green areas, they are the good places. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you khilafah on earth so that to see what are you going to do. When the tamkeen is being given to you, who are you going to be? He says, fattaqu dunya wa taqu nisa. Stay away from the dunya and stay away from fitna that comes from the side of the sisters. Why the focus in that way? Because the one who gets harm in this regard more and more is a brother. Yeah. He's the one that gets lost more and more. So you have to really be very careful on these matters and don't do things which might put you into trouble and you cannot clean your heart properly. Yeah. I remember a person who sees a picture of a woman and subhanAllah, and this is a student. Student in the place where you don't expect. Student in the place where you don't expect him to be in that place and saying this statement. But if I'm not mistaken, he was telling one of our juniors in the university, he was swearing by Allah that if he's to meet this person, there is nothing that can stop him from doing something wrong. Imagine, you know, he's telling them openly that if he's to meet this person, he doesn't think there is something on earth that can stop him. This person is out of his mind, you know. He's out of his mind. So, Sharia wants us to be careful, right? To be very careful. And, to have the good alaqa. You know? Alaqa has to be in the right way. And all of these statements and the claims of these guys, throw them away. You Allah. كَمَا قَالَ أَحَدُهُمْ وَأَنَا مُوَافِقُهُ تَمَامًا مُوَافِقًا. He says, "Kullu alaqatin." And remember this, and please spread this to every Muslim, especially the young ones. "Kullu alaqatin bidayatuha la turdi Allah, fa nihayatuha lan turdik." You Allah, sadaqa ar-rajul. He says, "Kullu alaqatin bidayatuha la turdi Allah, fa nihayatuha lan turdik." Kullu alaqatin bidayatuha la turdi Allah, fa nihayatuha lan turdik. He says, any relationship and connection with somebody that you have, any relationship which is initiated in something other than which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, you know, the beginning is not pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَنِهَايَةُ أَلَنْ تُرْدِكِ. The end of this relationship will never please you. You Allah. Any relationship that is based on haram, wallahi, أُقْسِمُ بِاللَّهِ, at the end of the day you will regret, unless if you repent. وَلَبُدْ. All of these hayat that we see, boyfriend, girlfriend, and all of these evil relationship, go and check and see the conclusion, the end. Some of them zina, some of them humiliation, some of them this and that, you know. You know that there was a scholar, I heard his story, scholar. His daughter committed zina with somebody, with a boy. And the boy, and the sheikh doesn't know, and she was pregnant. Doesn't know what to do. And the boy refused to marry her. The sheikh was talking to him, and the sheikh was narrating the story. He was involved in the case. You know. He says, I told him, please marry. He said, never. And the girl was crying. She cried. He said, sheikh, ask her, did I ever promise to marry her? And being with her, committing zina and doing everything, does that mean I have to stay with her 24 hours? He says, I can't. Yeah. And this is confirming what we always mention. The one who is always the victim is who? The sisters. Iwallah. They corrupt them, and also they go and look for a decent person. No matter how much you try to convince him to marry her, but he's the one who is doing whatever he was doing, but now he doesn't want to marry her. Why? He will tell you, no, I cannot trust her. Was he right? Yes, he was right. Yeah, he was right. Because the same way she was committing zina with him before the marriage, how can he be satisfied that she's not going to do that with others in the marriage itself? Because Allahu alam who she related to, you know? And even if she's decent, you know? But agreeing to submit herself to him without marriage, you know, if he's smart, he would never agree. And this is exactly what is going on. You know? Allah, somebody needs to think properly. You know? This is another joke, you know. Although we take them as a joke, subhanAllah. Yeah? You see them in any university you go, you see them. You see the two of them. If you're going to watch, you see the one who is more lost among them, the two is the sister. Yeah. You can see that out of her brain. And this criminal is just there enjoying his life, you know. Yeah, relaxing. In the name of what? Education. In the school, I remember there was, being in a discipline department is really interesting, you know. I just get in the last floor. I get three students, two girls to one boy, in grade 11, I guess. There's the highest, the most senior people. And how are they sitting? Decent sitting, and this one on the chair, and the other one? No. They're sitting together. One girl is here, and the other one is here, and he's in the middle. I saw them, I said, perfect. As well, I'm still near his, I remember his name and what do you call, his justification. He says, yeah, we're just revising there. Allahu Ustad. That's why we need to change this education system. Wallahi, we need to change. We need to change. Allahu A'lam. Iwallah. When you hear from the kids what is going on, you really know that, yes, we're not going in the right direction. We're just there as the teachers in our rooms. We meet them in the classes. After the classes, what is going on? Allahu A'lam. Iwallah. This home time, when it comes, only Allah knows what is happening. And you rarely see a school who is really serious on this matter. And then I'm just there at home yawning, happy that my daughter is going to school. What is she doing in the school? What is the benefit of that education which she is being given? And also, with all due respect, you know, in most of these institutions, the education also is fake. You Allah. Parents have to do the vast majority of the job. And then corrupting the tarbiyah of my child, and I have to do the job of educating my child also. And I pay them money for what? For corrupting my child. Somebody has to do something. Otherwise, this is not an excuse. You Allah. We don't have excuse. Yeah, we don't have excuse. You have to monitor your children when they have any indiscipline that puts doubt in what they're doing in the school. That's when the school cannot take care of the amana of your child. It is wajib upon you to take them out of that school right on the spot. You must be brave to take this decision, even if he or she is going to be at home alone. You Allah, it's better for them to have no education of that nature and go to Jannah, meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala peacefully, rather than going through that evil education, making them corrupt and qanabil to our own community when they come out of it. And some of them, as I told, they reach the level of kufur, iwallah, kufur. Literal kufur, and they talk about that. You know, that we don't agree with Islam to be the religion. Yeah. Anyway. وجاءت جارية إلى عثمان بن عفان تستعدي عليه رجل من الأنصار فقال لها عثمان ما قصتك فقالت كلفت يا أمير المؤمنين بابن أخيه قال ما فما أنفق أرائه فقال له عثمان إما أن تهبها لابن أخيك أو أعطيك ثمنها من مالي. فقال أشرك أمير المؤمنين أنها له. Ibn al-Qayyim says there's a sister who came going beyond the limit concerning a person from amongst the Ansar. So Uthman asked her, what's your problem, what's the issue? So she told him that I have really, really strong feeling and love towards his cousin, Ibn Akhi. فقال لها عثمان. So Uthman asked her, what is, so she tell him this. She said, I cannot stop thinking about him. Cannot stop. So Uthman called him. He says, either you give him this this slave, because she was a slave, either you pass her to him as a gift, or let me buy her, and then I give her to him. So he said, let him take her free of charge. قال ونحن لا ننكر فساد العشق الذي متعلقه فعل الفاحشة بالمعشوق وإنما الكلام في عشق العفيف من الرجل الظريف الذي يأبى له دينه وعفته ومرؤته أن يفسد ما بينه وبين الله وما بينه وبين معشوقه بالحرام وهذا كعشق السلف ولا إمة الأعلام. So he says we are not focusing on, you know, whoever is talking, he says we are not focusing on, we're not talking about the ishq that is based on haram, that leads the one who has it into haram doing with the mashu', doing the fahisha. He said, we are talking about the ishq of the alafif, person who is decent, person who is okay, who is kind, somebody who has the religion as a barrier between him and doing the haram things. Just like the ishq of the Salafus Saleh. Even this word should be changed, right? Ishqus Salaf. Who are the Salaf? Our role models, right? Those people. And then you come on. Ishqus Salaf. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa la immat al-alam. And the strong a'imma. So all of these stories that I'm going to be mentioning, some of them, these are just stories. Okay? Remember this. These are just stories. Okay? You don't say with certainty that this is exactly what happened. Because some of them, honestly speaking, is very difficult for you to believe that this person has this. Yeah, righteous person that we see, his books and his statements, you know, everyone is looking forward toward meeting him. And you're telling me that this is who he is? It's very difficult to believe in this. قال فهذا عبيد الله ابن عبد الله بن عتبة بن مسعود أحد الفقهاء السبعة عشق حتى اشتهر أمره فلم ينكر عليه وعد ظالما من لامه. You know, he said, this is Ubaidullah. You know, one of the fuqaha al-Saba'a, fuqaha al-Madinah al-Saba'a, those great scholars of fiqh. عشق حتى اشتهر أمره. He became عاشق until, in the way people already know that he is عاشق towards something. And nobody is blaming him for this. And actually, they blame somebody who blamed him for this. They call you zalim. You are oppressing him when you blame him for that ishq. And this is also what is mentioned in the part of this nashir that he mentioned. قال وهذا عمر بن عبد العزيز وإشقه مشهور. Okay, this one ends in the good way, but this story also has a lot of issues in it. They said وعشقه مشهور لجارية فاطمة بنت عبد الملك امرأته وكان جارية بارئة في الجمال وكان معجبا بها وكان يطلبها من امرأته ويحرص على أن تهبها له فتأبى. يعني it is mentioned according to the story that his wife فاطمة بنت عبد الملك, right, فاطمة بنت عبد الملك. Maybe Abd al-Rahman or Mazin. Okay. Yeah. Maybe the Wi-Fi. Hmm. خط Dubai أسرع من خط Jeddah. أوكي جاء الحمد لله. شوف أغضبته فاشتغل. Next time. So فاطمة بنت عبد الملك, she has a slave, female slave, which was very beautiful. Yeah. For sure it's going to be a problem with the husband. Husband is there, his wife has a slave, and the slave is more beautiful than. So وكانت جميلة بارعة الجمال. She's very, very, very beautiful. And Umar is amazed with this beauty she has, and he loves her so much. We have to say Umar ibn Abdulaziz so that some Umar will not get angry with us. وكان يطلبها من امرأته, and he used to look for her from his wife. He used to beg his wife, please, please, please. Yes, show some mercy. Give me his free gift. So Fataba, she always rejects. Yeah, that is very natural, very natural. She rejects. ولم تزل جارية في نفس عمر, and she remains in the heart of عمر. ولما استخلف أمرت فاطمة بالجارية فأصلحت وكانت مثلا في حسنها وجمالها. So when Umar became the Khalifa now, his wife, she commanded the slave to prepare herself to beautiful. Naturally, she's good, very beautiful. And she asked her to add to that some this additional extension. And she went to Umar ibn Abdulaziz. And when she does that, she became, mashallah. ثم دخلت على عمر. So she went to عمر وقالت يا أمير المؤمنين إنك كنت معجبا بجارتي فلانة وسألتنيها فأبيت عليك والآن قد طابت نفسي لك بها. Politics, right? She said, يا أمير المؤمنين, I know that you're really interested in getting this slave of mine, and you have been asking me and I have been rejecting, but today I agree to give her to you. There is a lot of wisdom here, you know. So she said, I agree to give pass her to you. فَلَمَّا قَالَتْ لَهُ ذَلِكَ إِسْتَبَانَ الْفَرَحُ فِي وَجْهِهِ. When she told him this, he said, you can see how happy he was to hear this. وَقَالْ عَجِّلِي عَلَيْهِ بِهَا. Anyway, so he says, please be very quick. Let her come and meet me. Okay, that's a good way of saying it. فَلَمَّا دَخَلَتْ بِهَا عَلَيْهِ إِزْدَادَ بِهَا عَجَبًا. When Umar saw her, he became more interested actually after seeing her. You remember, she doesn't let her just go in the way she had. Naturally, she's okay, right? She asked her to add some, what do you call that in a website? Add-ons, adds in there. Anyway. So وقال لها okay, anyway, ألقي ثيابك ففعل ثم قال لها على رسلك. And I say he tell her what he told, and then when he was about to do whatever he wanted to do, and then he remembered this slave was the slave of who? Fatima bint Abdul Malik. And he knows how corrupt was the previous government. Yeah, so he remembered that, subhanallah. And although we don't accept this story at the first place, but this part is really interesting, subhanAllah. And it shows how much this person is muttaqi. Although we have other narrations which are more important than this, and tughnina an hadha, lakin this is really, really strange. At this moment, nobody was there except him and her. And this is his slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him permission to do whatever he wants to do in the way he does with his wife. But then he told her, wait. Don't do anything. He says, أخبرني لمن كنت. He said, please tell me, you belong to who before Fatima? قال لمن كنت ومن أين سرت لفاطمة. He says, how do you become the slave of Fatima? قالت أغرم الحجاج عاملا له بالكوفة مالا وكنت في رقيق ذلك العامل. فقالت فأخذني وبعث بي إلى عبد الملك فوهبني لفاطمة. You know, Al-Hajjaj bin Yusuf, right? He finds somebody, and you know what does that mean? One of the employees ask him to pay a lot. So among the things that that guy has to give, he has to give everything, including his slaves. So that slaves belongs to him. So he passed her to Al-Hajjaj. So Al-Hajjaj see her to be so pretty and beautiful. So he decided to get some connection to the Amir al-Mu'mineen, Abd al-Malik. So he sent her to Abd Amir al-Mu'mineen. So Amir al-Mu'mineen, he gave her to his daughter Fatima. That means she came to Fatima through an illegal way. Yeah. قال وما فعل ذلك العامل قالت هلك. It says, what happened to that person who was the previous owner of the slave? قالت هلك. She said he died. قال وهل لك ولد وهل ترك ولد؟ قالت نعم. So he asked her, did he leave any child? She said yes. قال فما حالهم؟ قال سيئة. قال شدي عليك ثيابك واذهبي إلى مكان واذهبي إلى مكانك ثم كتب إلى عامله على العراق أن ابعث إلي بفلان ابعث إلي فلان بن فلان على البريد. فلما قدم قال له ارفع إلي جميع ما أكرمه الحجاج لأبيك. سبحان الله. فلم يرفع إليه شيئا إلا دفعه إليه ثم أمر بالجارية فدفعت إليه ثم قال لها إياك وإياها فلعل أباك قد ألم بها. فقال الغلام هي لك يا أمير المؤمنين. So he asked her, he said, what happened to the first owner? She said he died. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz asked her, Did he has any child? She said yes, he has a wallet. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz asked her, what is the condition of the wallet? She said, very, very terrible. So she still have a connection to them because she knows that this is injustice. You know, she has been taken from them out of injustice. So she said the life of that boy is really terrible. Terrible in terms of financial, you know, ability. You know. Terrible life. So Umar ibn Abdul Aziz told her, please go back to them immediately. And also he wrote a letter to his amil, the governor in that place, in Iraq. And then he asked him to send him so-and-so-and-so person, that boy. Yeah, he said, I want to see him. When the boy comes to him, he tell him, please, anything that Al-Hajj, you know that Al-Hajjaj asked your father to pay, please let me know what is that. And they mentioned that the boy never mentioned anything except that Umar pays it to him, back to him, because it was injustice. You get it? The father took money, Al-Hajjaj took money from the father unjustly. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz, you know, one of his, method of fixing the issue of the believers is to do the Raddul Madalim, to return the injustices, to correct the previous injustice that were placed on the community. So he pays back everything. And then he told him, please take back this slave who used to be the slave of your father. And he says, وَإِيَّكَ وَإِيَّهَا. And I warn you, do not approach her. Approach her sexually. Because لَعَلَّ أَبَاكَ قَدْ أَلَمَّ بِهَا. He said, maybe your father used to approach her in that way. And if the father used to approach, then the son cannot do this. So he told him this, فَقَالَ الْغُلَامِ هِيَ لَكَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yeah, the boy already gets, subhanAllah, his satisfactory, all of his money has comes back, you know. So he says, here, look at Amir al-Mu'minin. He said, yeah, Amir al-Mu'minin, she's all yours. So Umar said, la hajat li biha. He says, I don't want. So he says, ibta'aha minni. Qalat, lastu idhan mimman, qala? Qala al-gulam? Al-amil? لست اوكي انا اظن الذي عندك اثبت عندي قالت قال الغلام صح لست ممن نهى النفس عن الهوى قال الغلام او قال عمر لانه القول ابتاعها مني هذا قول الغلام نعم قال اذا لست ممن نهى النفس عن الهوى هذا اشبه لعمر نعم so the boy said but if you don't want to take it as a gift, just buy her from me. Yeah. So Umar says, then I'm not among those people who stop themselves from following their desire. فلما عزم الفتى على الانصراف بها قالت أين وجدك بي يا أمير المؤمنين؟ قال على حاله ولقد زاد ولم تزل الجارية في نفس عمر حتى مات. When she was about to go out, she told him, what happened to that feeling that you have, strong feeling that you have towards me? He said, it's still in the way. And this story says he was like that until death. Allahu alam. Okay, I want to finish with all of these stories, but they don't want to finish. We have one and then we stop. وهذا أبو بكر محمد بن داود الظاهري جماعة خالد العالم المشهور ابن خالد جماعتكم منهم كمان. So this أبو بكر محمد بن داود الظاهري العالم المشهور في فنون العلم من الفقه والحديث والتفسير والأدب وله قول في الفقه هو من أكابر العلماء وعشقه مشهور. قال نفطوية تعريف النطق للمحدثين سيبوية دخلت عليه في مرضه الذي مات فيه فقلت كيف تجدك؟ فقال حب من تعلم أورثني ما ترى حب من تعلم أورثني ما ترى. فقلت ما يمنعك من الاستمتاع به ما هذا القدر ما القدرة عليه؟ قال الاستمتاع على وجهين أحدهما النظر المباح والآخر اللذة المحظورة. فأما النظر المباح فهو الذي أورثني ما ترى وأما اللذة المحظورة فيمنعني منه ما حدثني أبي. قال حدثنا سويد بن سعيد قال حدثنا علي بن مشهور أنا أبي يحيى القتات قتات أين أنت عندك القتات أنا. القتات أم مجاهد أن ابن عباس يرفعه من عاشق وكاتم وعفى وصبر غفر الله له وأدخله الجنة. يعني this hadith, I don't think you need to struggle a lot to check whether it is authentic or not. Muhammad ibn Dawood al-Zahiri, they said he's one of the great scholars in Islam, but his ishq is mashhur. And he's one of the great scholars, but he has the ishq that is mashhur. Niftawaih said, I went to him one day in the sickness which he died. He passed in that illness, to the mortal illness, right? And then I told him, how do you find yourself? He says, the love of the one that you already know. Because he said his love to that person is mashhur. Everyone knows, you know, it's not hidden. He said, the love of the one that you already know put me into this condition that you see. So I told him, why don't you just enjoy? And you have ability to enjoy, you know, living with this person. Why don't you utilize that, you know? He says enjoyment is of two types. Number one, another mubah, the legal look that you have towards somebody. والآخر اللذة المحظورة. That's why they said, looking at the to-be spouse, what do you call it? Potential spouse. If you want to marry, looking at that person, male or female, you know, the female for the male and the male for the female. هو لماذا يكون مباحا إذا كان للاستعلام. Okay, remember this. للاستعلام. استعلام means looking for information, seeking for information, right? Information, what kind of information? About the way they look, whether you will be comfortable to stay with them or not. This is what you are trying to know. وَلَيْسَ لِلِسْتِمْتَعَ not, it is not for enjoyment. That's why they said, if you have intention of enjoyment, you get sin. But if you go without having the intention of enjoyment, however, when you see that person, your akal went twisted. You enjoy. You will not be responsible as long as you stay away and stop from that moment and leave the place. Yeah, that's wajib. Yeah, that's wajib. You get it? So this is something similar to what I am just mentioning. He says you have two types. Another al-mubah, the one that is halal, this is the one that is not for istimta, wal-istimta al-mahdur, wal-ladhat al-mahdura, and the enjoyment that is prohibited. قال فأما النظر المباح وهو الذي أورثني إلى ما ترى أورثني ما ترى. He says, as for the nazar al-mubah, the halal look, is the one that put me into this trouble that you see. Subhanallah. Very good statement. He said, the one that, you see my condition? I am into this condition because of that halal. And that's why sometimes you have to be very careful. Yes, it's halal. But wallahi, sometimes if you are not careful, that halal might lead you to doing something that is very wrong. You get the idea? Yeah, we end up looking at everything. Yeah, because we have in our heart intention to marry. Okay, I'll give you an example. He came from his house. When he gets inside UIA, he look at any sister that he sees. What is his other? He's looking for potential. Anyway, so is that correct? Cannot be correct. He knows that he is not doing. If you ask his heart will never relax, you know. Anyway. وَأَمَّا اللَّذَّةُ الْمَحْظُورَةُ فَيَمْنَعُنِي مِنْهَا مَا حَدَّثَنِي أَبِي. He says, as for the haram, you know, enjoyment, I stop it because of this hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas that says, Man ashq, whoever reaches the level of ishq, but he managed to hide it. And also he controlled his desire through the iffa, right? وَصَبَر. And he observes patience. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. Allah will forgive him. وَأَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. And then he goes to Jannah. Imagine if this hadith is authentic. Add to that the hadith that says if a person even die with ishq, will go to paradise. Shaheed. Let's say faqat going to paradise, but he is shaheed. Even the mufti will join the community of Ushaq, you know. Allah grant us good and tawfiq. So I know we are tired of listening to these people, but inshallah, in the next dars, I will try to skip and jump to the conclusion. Even Allah Azza wa Jalla to see. Conclusion means those statements that are related to us more, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته شيخ جزاك الله خير أحسن الله إليك
وعلى خير. New development. Revivals is moving, huh?
Given the scenario, Imam is going for the fifth rak'ah in a Dhuhr prayer. Then he realizes he added.
Yeah.
What are the ma'moom supposed to do after seeing the Imam fully standing for the fifth rak'ah?
They have to say Subhanallah to him. Keep saying Subhanallah to him. If they believe that this is rak'ah number 5, they have no doubt. They have to remain seated and intend to disconnect themselves if he doesn't want to listen. Because it's wrong for the Imam. Everyone in the masjid is saying Subhanallah and he doesn't want to come down. He thinks everyone behind him are sheep. He's the only one who knows the correct one. You have to intend this connection. Yeah, to disconnect yourself from following him and finish your prayer alone. If you pray with him that rak'ah, which is number 5, and knowing that this is number 5, your prayer is batil. You know. Next question.
What does it mean, ishq makes a foolish person smart? What does it mean when...
Wallahi, this one you have to bring the ushaq. Yeah, this is what they're claiming. These are all claims. Alhamdulillah, you asked this question, you know. Actually, we are mentioning the claim of people. All of those things that you have heard, it makes you having good manners. It makes you generous. It makes you, you know, smart. It makes you this and that. These are all fake claims. Ishq makes a person very dumb. Wallahi. The smart person, if he's an ashiq, if you look at his statement, you can smell dumbness. yeah, in whatever he's saying. And you can see like somebody that I see really okay, you know. You cannot just tell, you just cannot tell him on his face, otherwise when you leave him, you might be discussing, is Fulan, is he okay, or there is something bothering him? Yeah.
Next question, Sheikh.
It's just like wine. When they drink wine, they said tunashit al-dhin. You know? They say when they drink wine, it give their brain relief. You know? Ibn Uthaymeen says, hadi qulubuhum. Yeah, no.
The next question is by Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. How is the sujood al-sahv performed and what should we recite?
How is the?
Sujood al-sahv.
Sujood?
Sujood al-sahv.
Sujood al-sahv. What is the question about? The sujood al-sahv itself or?
How is it performed? What should we
do? Just do sujood. Two sujood and that's it. Okay, let me see if I can summarize this whole topic in 1 minute. Because today I don't want to pray Maghrib with you guys. In prayer, you have two things in prayer. Wajibat and three things actually. Arkan, wajibat and sunan. Arkan, these are the pillars. And wajibat, these are the obligatory things. And the rest are the sunnah things. Arkan, like ruku, sujood, you know, these ones cannot be fixed by sujood as-sahw. We have to bring them first and then fix the mess. You must bring them. Wajibat, these are the ones that if you miss, you fix it with sujood as-sahw. And sunan is optional. Yeah, some scholars said you don't do sujood as-sahw, but it's okay if a person does that because of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لِكُلِّ سَهْوٍ سَجْرِتَانِ. طيب, what is sujood as-sahw? These are the two sujood you perform either after or before the salam, right after you finish the tashahud. Either after you say the salam or before the salam. We call it qabli and ba'di. Call it qabli and ba'di. Qabli means before the salam. You finish the tashahud, وَأُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. You're going to say assalamu alaikum. You don't do that. You go for sujood two times. One sujood, sit down, and another one. You get it? Just like any other sujood you're making in the prayer. You read the same thing you're reading in the prayer because it's part of your prayer. That's qabli. Ba'di is after you say the salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum. And then you go for sujood two times. And then you come and sit down. No tashahud according to the best opinion. You say salam again. So we have two types, right? Qabli and ba'di. Mistakes that you are making in the prayer, either you are adding or you are subtracting or you are confused. Either you are adding or you are subtracting or you are confused. Okay? When you add, according to the best opinion of the scholars, we have around five opinions here amongst the opinions of the scholars. According to the best opinion, the Prophet ﷺ gave us principles to follow. To get an idea, we learned that whenever he added in his prayer, he does sujood sahw ba'di. Whenever he added, the sujood sahw is ba'd as-salam, after the salam. Whenever he subtracted, he does the sujood sahw qabla as-salam, before he said the salam. Do you get the idea? And that's what we should do. If you have addition and subtraction in one prayer, the sujood sahw should be qabla as-salam. Is that clear? If you added, ba'd as-salam. If you subtracted, qabla as-salam. Question, let me test your ability in learning. If I pray two rakat of dhuhr, and then I say salam, and then somebody reminded me, what should I do to fix my prayer? I just stand up and pray two rakat, right? I do Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, or no need to do the ikama. No need, mashallah, I'm dealing with fuqaha. Anyway, so I pray two more rakat, right? After I finish, which sujood I should do? Ba'di or qabli? Qabli, right? Because I've subtracted, right? Alhamdulillah, you fail. Yeah. You fail. Because when you subtract it, you minus two rakat. But these are rukun. Remember my word, rukun cannot be forgiven. You have to bring it. You did the two rakat that you missed. You pray them, right? When you did them, you fixed the subtraction. Now there is no subtraction. However, there is additional tashahud, there is additional salam, there is so it turns to be addition. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it happened to him exactly like this. And he prayed two rakat and made sujood sahw after the salam. Sujood sahw after the salam, because in reality you added. Okay, so I'm done with subtraction and addition, right? Now we are left with the confusion, which I believe, if you're a human being like us, you must have a situation like this. Sometimes you don't know how much you pray, two or three. Is there anyone who never get confused like this in the prayer? Or you never?
No.
Oh, we need to give him the mic. We need to get some the hint, the clue. How did you manage to escape shaitan? You know. So when you're confused, you don't know how. Whether it is two or three. In this case, the doubt and the confusion is either 50-50, or you can make preference. Okay, in the case which is 50-50, this is what we call a shak. Tarja' ila al-yaqeen. You go back to yaqeen. Yaqeen is the smallest amount. The confusion is between two or three. Which one is yaqeen? Two. Because I'm sure I prayed two rakat, but I'm not sure about the third one. So then I just assume that I prayed two rakat, I completed the balance. If I take the yaqeen, which is the lowest amount, in this case, the sujood sahu should be qabli. Remember that whenever you go with the yaqeen, the sujood sahu should be qabla salam. That's the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "فَلْيَبْنِ عَلَى مَسْتَيْ وَلْيَبْنِ عَلَى مَسْتَيْقَنَ وَلْيَسْجُدْ قَبْلَ سَلَامِهِ أَوْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُسَلِّمْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ." So, if the doubt is 50-50, I go with what? Yaqeen. If I cannot make for preference, okay, I go with yaqeen. And if I go with yaqeen, which is the certainty, right? The smallest amount. Yaqeen is always the smallest amount. Then the sujood sahw should be qabla salam. However, if I can make preference, let's say 60-40, 20-80, yeah? Let's say, to me, most likely I pray three rakat, not two. You get it? 40% of my thought is two. 60% is, how much is that? Three. What should I do in this case? I go with three. We call it tahardi. Yeah, I go with the three. So that means I just complete one rakah if it is not Maghrib. If it is Maghrib, that means I'm done with my prayer. In this case, when I go with the tahari, the sujood sahu should be ba'd as-salam. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَيْتَحَرَّ الصَّوَابَ ثُمَّ الْيَسْجُدْ بَعْدَ أَنْ يُسَلِّمْ. He should do the tahari of the sawab and then he makes sujood after the salam. This is sujood sahu. Simple? Inshallah. So now you can become mufti in sujood sahw, inshallah. Right? So which one should be fixed? Rukun or wajib? Wajib, right? Not rukun. Rukun cannot be fixed. You have to do it first and then you fix. Right? And then qabli or badi, right? When I add something to my prayer, I do qabli. True? Badi, okay, I thought you were sleeping. So I do badi when I add. When I subtract, I do qabli. When I have both in my prayer, I added and I subtracted in one prayer. Too sleepy, you know, I do both of them. What should I do? Qabli. And now, we have some who forgot even the sujood sahw. Forgot this and sujood sahw also is gone. And the last one is the confusion. When you're confused, either the shak is 50-50, then you go with the yaqeen and do sujood sahw qabli, or it is something that you can make for preference. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you go with the tahari, and then you do sujood sahw badi. I hope we answered the question of the questioner. Yeah. Dawan, how much time left to work? 10 minutes.
Okay. There's a question by a sister. Sister says that there is a brother and he is of a different religion. And he said he likes me and he's hoping to marry me, although he's younger, 18 years of gap. He knows that I will not compromise about religion, and I don't like relationships before marriage. Even at the moment, I don't expect any relationship before. He respects me so much and my concern about practicing Islam. So she thinks that he genuinely means to marry her because he really doesn't care about the age gap.
If she's okay with him, and he accepts Islam and she sends sincerity, it's okay. It happens in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umm Sulaym, she married Abu Salama. Abu Talha. Yeah. I forgot the name. Abu Talha, I guess. Yeah. He also, when he was not Muslim, he wanted to marry him. He wanted to marry her. So she said, somebody like you cannot be rejected. He was a very well-mannered person. So she said, but I'm a Muslim, I cannot marry you. You have to accept Islam first. So he said, what can I do? She said, go and accept Islam from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Islam is my mahar. Yeah, he went and he accepted Islam and sincerely. Yeah, he was a very, very dedicated and good companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he accepted Islam and the marriage happens between them. And what is the mahar? Islam. The companions used to see that mahar to be the best mahar in Islam. So whoever is asking this question, if she sees this person to be okay, but she just have to be very careful. You know, they live in a time which cannot trust, but she just have to be very careful. I'm just giving the legal rule, right? Islamically, when he accepts Islam, it's okay for her to marry him. Yeah, but if she asks for my advice, I will ask her to be careful. You know, this last question.
Question by a brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. A sister that turned down a marriage offer saying that she's not ready yet. I find it hard to move on because she seems very righteous and perfect for me. Should I take it maybe she has rejected me but wanted to use nice words? Is it ishq if I choose to have hope and not give up on her?
I will advise you to stay away from it. Ya Allah. This is my advice to the brothers and the sisters. A sister says, I don't want you. What does that mean?
I don't
know. Fucking things are leave. Why? Wallahi, this is my personal advice. Just close her page and wish her all the best. It's as simple as this, you know. How many sisters you have on earth with no husband? One left, she's the last one. Yeah. The same goes to the brother. The brother says, I don't want. And then we have cases of sisters who even committed suicide. Not very long, there was a sister, they say, but since she threw herself from. And they realized that the causes of that is the boyfriend change to somebody else. What is this, you know? What is this? What kind of deficiency and disease in the brain? How can you kill yourself because of somebody? How many brothers do you have? Without, come to UIA, how many brothers do you have without wife, you know? Ya Allah. Ali ibn Abi Talib gave us a very nice statement when he was talking concerning Aisha. He said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you worry so much? وَالنِسَاءُ سِوَهَا كَثِيرٌ. He's not saying this to upset Aisha, but he's reminding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have other alternative, you know? Why? You know, I took this to apply it on any brother and any sister. Why do you worry about one person and you become disturbed or sick because of a woman or because of a man? Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yabtalina. Wallah, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, I know love has this strength and power, but at the same time, it doesn't make sense, you know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so many people, you know. This person that you are seeing is not the most religious person on earth. You cannot claim that. And it's not the well-mannered, you know, the most well-mannered person on earth. You cannot claim that. You always see somebody who is better. And she is not the most beautiful person, and he is not the most handsome person. Why can't you just go and look for the rizq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And understand that whatever doesn't come to you, it is not written for you. And perhaps the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is depriving you now from going with is better for you actually to be deprived. The one that you don't like, you go and date. The one that, I don't say you don't like, but at the end of the day, you end up taking them, but you are satisfied, you're happy. Get it? So this is my advice to the person, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.